Tom Karoski of the Newtown Federation of Teachers says the town made a request for federal funding for school security improvements in April of 2013. Meanwhile, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy had made funding available to cities and towns for that purpose. And Karoski told the panel he saw other towns getting that state money, but he said Newtown didn't apply for it.
Because we figured we'd be getting the money from the federal government through the justice grant, so we wouldn't have to. We didn't want to double dip and keep other schools from not being able to harden their schools if we're getting money from the federal government. Yet they're all moving forward past us in terms of getting our school ready and prepared. That's unacceptable.
Karoski said the Newtown School System's interim superintendent paid to install locks by redirecting money intended for repaving the middle school parking lot. Although that federal money has now come in, Karoski said the funding is declining over time, and he's worried about losing the ability to pay for guidance counselors in the town's elementary schools. Karoski also told the commission that teachers felt rushed back into the classroom after the shooting, without what he felt was adequate training and time off. The chairman of the Sandy Hook Advisory Commission says he expects to release the commission's report of safety recommendations in the coming weeks. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.